Nuclear envoy says it's regrettable that North Korea has suspended work to disable its nuclear reactor. The totalitarian regime in North Korea is angry over Washington's failure to remove it from the U.S. list of terror sponsors. The North says it may even move toward restoring the plutonium-producing facility. Japan says it has grave concerns about this. 8 of the 11 disablement measures have already been completed by the North, but the progress has slowed over a dispute with the U.S. over how to verify a declaration of its nuclear programs. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports that FEMA's phone system was hacked into earlier this month.
Among countries that were called are Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, India, and Yemen. One security expert calls the hacking low-tech and old-school, but another security consultant who notes that FEMA is part of the Department of Homeland Security says it's sort of embarrassing.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
It's time to start planning that spring and summer vacation.
Here at the American Freedom Network. And our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli patriot who's been trying for close to 30 years to inform the Israeli people the fact that their government is betraying them. And here we've seen this last week why they've released more in the way of terrorists. The Israeli government has released terrorists with nothing compensation, so the terrorists can go back to continue doing terrorism, because it's like a game of marbles. If you play marbles and you win all the marbles, the game's over. So if you are successful in capturing the terrorists or trying to kill your people and you keep them in prison, why, you're not going to have terrorists out there trying to kill your people. And so you release them and you say, that's crazy. That couldn't be going on in the world today. But the reality is it's what's happened. And time again, the Israelis have released 50, 100, 200, 300, 400 terrorists in return for the bones of one Israeli soldier. Of course, it's all showbiz. The thing is that they do not want the Israeli people to understand that their leaders are betraying them to keep the terrorist movement going, and time and again why the Israeli government has actually helped and financed the terrorists, whether it be a Hamas or Fatah, and if they don't, of course, the United States government, which controls the leaders of Israel, does that, and we finance Fatah. We train their soldiers so that they can be better terrorists. And, of course, if you go into the background of the formation of Hamas, and we carry a book called The Devil's Game. Why, it was the United States and the Israeli government that created Hamas, and tragically, an awful lot of people have died and will continue to die, and I fear millions more will die before this whole terrible, terrible, vicious game ends. But with that as a background, let's get Barry on the line to keep us abreast of what's really going on in the Near East and the Middle East. Barry, thanks very much for being with us again.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I'm going to, before we dive into a suicidal week in the Middle East, I want to just say something about American politics. Like, Obama really chose Biden to be his vice president all by himself. Now, Biden is a former member of the CFR. We'll correct I haven't written it yet, that he's a current member of the CFR. You Google Biden CFR, you see that he was a member and does constant work for the CFR.
Oh, yeah, he does. He appears before them. In fact, you can go up on the Internet and you can see that where he's giving talks to the CFR, so he's very, very close to the elite who rule America.
Like, and I'm going to say it again, like Obama all by himself chose Biden to be his vice president. The CFR, of course, sat down with Obama and told him who's going to be vice president. And anyone who thinks that Biden woke up and told his advisors it's got to be Biden does not understand how rigged these elections are, like all elections.
Right.
McCain is CFR, Biden, I don't care if he quit or not, he's CFR too. Previous member, he felt it was, for whatever reason, it was politically smarter to get out. He is CFR by all definitions, and Obama chose him to be his vice president. And keep in mind, Biden once ran for the presidency, and he was forced to leave the race because he was a plagiarist. his speeches came from Britain. He just plagiarized British politicians, and he was forced to leave the race. So he's back again. I guess somebody really, really wants Biden to have power. I thought I'd add a little American commentary before we dive into the Middle East.
But yeah, I think it's very applicable because, of course, these same elitists, you know, control not only our country but so many of the countries throughout the world. And remember, the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society, which nobody will tell you about except Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor. And if you read the writings of this liberal professor who taught at Princeton and Harvard and had studied the secret society for 20 years, you can read it in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World of Our Time, on page 952, I believe, 951, 952, where he tells you the CFR is a front for a secret society. But we can't have the American people know that. We've got to think it's just a group of people who get together ad hoc and talk about foreign affairs. And, of course, if you believe that, you believe anything. And the world is run by secret societies, always has been, and they all have the same goal, a world government, a world religion, a world leader. So pick the story up.
Well, they've got another goal, and that's no Israel.
Well, that's true, no question.
Now, they did something spectacularly awful to Israel at the beginning of the week. Maybe last week it was signed. Robert Gates, CFR, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, CFR, in the year 2004 wrote a position paper for the CFR where both of them, their position was that America dumps Israel and boosts their relationship with Iran. Now, Ehud Barak is Israel's defense minister. He went to Robert Gates, and Israel bought an American early warning system, the FBX-T, or commonly called the JTAGs. Whatever missile defense this is, Israel gets a 2,000-mile early warning when Iran launches a missile against the country, and then its own missile, anti-missile missile, the Arrow, is supposed to knock them down. There's just one problem with this. Well, Gates made a very, very bad caveat with Barak that Israelis can't operate the system. And now, that's not the Israeli Defense Forces. Israel has always defended itself and never asked for foreign soldiers on its soil. This time, only Americans will operate the system. Israel is not being trained to operate the JTAGs. In other words, America decides if Israel lives or dies from Iran. And if the Americans, and by the way, Americans means like three computer operators in an underground bunker or a trailer somewhere in the Negev, they'll decide if Israel launches missiles against Iran. And if they don't feel like it, Israel is helpless. Okay? Oops, I hear music.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment to Gary talking about this wonderful new air defense we're providing for Israel, operated by Americans, who will do American bidding. What happens if they decided they're not going to defend Israel?
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Andrea here again with Radium Clinic. You've counted calories and you've followed all the latest diet fads, but the pounds still don't come off. Why? Find out August 21st at 6:30 p.m. at our Loveland Clinic location. Join Radium Clinic's Dr. James Houghton for an educational seminar and understand the hidden causes of weight gain ordinary dieting can't address. Learn how you can lose 20 pounds in 20 days safely. Tuition is free. The knowledge is priceless. Call Radium Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your reservation today or log on to Radium Clinic Colorado. Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, these missiles are part of a broad secret diplomatic operation that, of course, nobody in civilian life hears about them. Israel cannot operate the missiles. That was Gates' caveat. But Poland can. Poland's getting the same system and more. Poland's has a complete early warning system, including missiles aimed right at Russia, really. I mean, Poland's on the Russian border. Well, it's on the Ukrainian. Actually, it's on the Belarusian border, which is not far from Russia. And what is Poland? What, are they smarter than Israelis? They can operate the JTAGs, but Israelis can't operate them. Now, this, I mean, what has Poland got a system like this for in the first place? Against who are they, do they need a system like this? Now, the answer is, of course, Russia, but I've been hearing that they're actually protecting Europe against Iranian missiles. Can you imagine the average Pole reading about his new JTAG system and saying, "Wow, that's great! Iran will never hit us now." that was a real threat, was that Iran would hit Poland. But the United States is spreading this missile and again early warning system all over Europe, and unfortunately, besides Poland. Georgia was being fed all kinds of anti-aircraft systems by Israel. Well, Israel really supplied Georgia with its recent loss to Russia. The Georgian Minister of Defense is David Keshrazvili. He is Israeli. He speaks perfect Hebrew. And for the last 7 years, when Ehud Barak was the defense minister, the one that Gates forced the JTAG system with the caveat that the Israelis couldn't operate it, Ehud Barak and the Georgian defense minister were conducting tremendous deals for Israel to remilitarize Georgia. And this has got an effect, a direct effect. Syria was invited by Russia this week, and it looks like Syria gets a Russian early warning system, including its own missiles, the Panzer. It looks like Syria has got an equivalent to the Israeli JTAGs from Russia. So, I mean, as crazy as it seems, Georgia is far away from Israel. Its defense minister is Israeli. I don't know why they started anything against the Russians, but nonetheless, the Russians are running scared now. There's a new arms war going on. People don't understand that the Cold War is back again. And the Cold War is back again because the Bush administration has been feeding Russia's neighbors with very advanced early warning and missile systems. And no one seems to understand this, that it may have stopped for a while, but we're heading back into the old days. The Russians are now putting their fleet, their Black Sea fleet, in the Mediterranean region. That means Israel. Supplying Syria with a tremendous early warning system that can knock down Israeli jets before they get to Damascus or anywhere else in Syria. And there is a horrible Cold War going on all over again.
It's
and no one knows
reminiscent it. As it was before the Second World War, when the United States and Great Britain were doing everything they could to build up Adolf Hitler's the German military and all talks of all the armaments, and everybody said, but we could never have another war. The First World War was so horrible, but yet we did everything we could to build up Adolf Hitler in preparation for the war, and now we see, the war drum is beginning to beat again over there in the Near East and the Middle East, and most people sit back and say it just couldn't happen, and I'd like to ask, why couldn't it happen?
Well, I read a war report in Haaretz this week, that the Israelis, they conducted a what-if scenario. The answer is what if nothing. Israel can't do anything about it. What the scenario says is now that Hamas have missiles that can hit Ashdod, which is not all that far away from Gaza. It's less than 20 miles. And Hezbollah, of course, has proven it can hit and paralyze Haifa. This report very fearfully says in the next war that Israel's shipping will be cut off. It's only got two ports, Haifa and Ashdod. You cut them off, Israel doesn't get supplies, or from the air is the only place left. There are no shipping supplies to Israel in the next war, because Ashdod and Haifa will be cut off by Hamas and Hezbollah missiles. And it adds, by the way, that Mubarak is 80 years old, and he's going to die soon. And it adds that there's going to be a tremendous vacuum in Egypt, where the Islamics and their parties are going to try and turn Egypt Islamic. And it's a very scary scenario, but I'm going to add what a little personal experience to let the listeners understand. Israel doesn't react to something it has no answer to, and missiles, Israel has no answer to it. Now, I'm going to go back to 1991 when Israel was hit by Scuds from Iraq. Now, at the time, I believe it was January, I had done a very long reserve duty in, shift. It's Katrine is what it's called, officially. It's a prisoner camp. I was a guard, for the Israeli army in the largest, prisoner camp in the country, where the Palestinians planning terrorism, are taken and when they're charged. And, what did I do? I mean, I was a prison guard. It meant nothing. I went into the enclosures with the officers. And while the officers counted the prisoners, I had my machine gun aimed at the prisoners in case they made an attempt on the officer's life. It wasn't all that exciting a duty. But after this duty was done, I got a call-up notice that my unit, I was in the anti-aircraft unit, I shot missiles. We were on war footing. We got a call-up notice just when this horrible duty in the prisoner of war camp had ended. We went to Ben Gurion Airport where we were going to knock down airplanes if they managed to get to Israel. That was our duty, was to shoot them down before they attack the airports. Now, I was on guard duty. It was 2 in the morning. I believe it was February of 91 when there was a siren all through the country, and I got a radio message in code. I can tell you the code now. It's 1991. I'm sure they've changed the code since then. It was Nahal Shefa. It meant cobra. Now, that's not a word you use in your life. Nahal Shefa. I've seen a cobra in my life. So I ran to the officer's tent, and I said, a code has come in, and Nahal Shefa, which meant nothing. It meant seven snake. It meant nothing, but they understood what the code was, and they told me to go wake up. All the soldiers were under attack. So I went tent to tent, and I got everybody up. One soldier on guard duty told me to come and sit in his truck. He says it'll probably be safer from shrapnel than staying outside. And at these missiles roared. You can hear these missiles. They roar in the sky above you. They were aimed at Ramat Gan, where Israel's military intelligence is located, and they landed. Now, we're listening to the radio, and the announcers didn't know what to do. And one, I think he thought he was off the air, says, I don't know what to do, honestly. I don't know what to do. The missiles landed. There was nothing we could do to knock them down. Nothing whatsoever. My whole army unit could, if a missile had hit, we'd all be destroyed. We didn't have the means to defend ourselves. Now, keep this in mind. When missiles land in Israel, they land for good. There's nothing that can stop them.
And I think, you know, what's so interesting is we were told how effective the air or whatever the...
Patriots.
How wonderful this was, how this was knocking down all the missiles, and it just was all a lie, wasn't it?
Didn't knock down a one. The Patriots were worse than useless. What they did do is they caused an echo that made the Scuds, their guidance system or whatever a Scud has that lands on Tel Aviv would land a few miles to the left or a few miles to the right. But the Patriots were absolutely worthless. And what makes it worse, number one, it was American crews again. They were not interested in defending Israel. Number two, you actually got worse damage because these misguided missiles, some of them would actually shatter a bit, and you'd have debris scattered all over the place from the close calls of the Patriots. They were a disaster. They made the situation far worse. And again, on the ground. Now, I remember that morning. I tried to phone my wife. I tried her for an hour. I knew she had to be in the apartment. No one was going outside, but there was no answer. So I got in the car and I went to AWOL to see if. Lord, forgive me for this. To see if a missile had hit my building, and. You're talking about the best driving in Israeli history, short of Yom Kippur, when no cars were on the road. There was nothing on the road, nothing. No one was out with their cars. I was doing 110 to Jerusalem. An hour and a half trip in the normal traffic took half an hour. And I got there, and my wife was there, and a friend of hers, a very scared friend of hers, was there, and within... A day or two, my sister called from Ramat Gan. Her neighborhood had been hit by missiles 3-4 times, and she just didn't want to stay there anymore. And she came over. She thought Jerusalem was safer, and the apartment was just filled with people terrified in the middle of these missile launches. And I told them, I said, people, we can't do a thing about this. As a soldier, I'm telling you, that we've got no defenses whatsoever against Scuds. Nothing. And, a few days after that, my wife was gone. She was pregnant in her 8th month. She was in a hospital from nerves, almost lost a kid. She left me a note. I got home. She said, I'm in Scotland. After the war is over, come and join me. I'm going to have the baby there. I'm not going to have it the hospital hit by missiles. I'm trying to explain people Israel cannot defend itself in a missile war. It was utter chaos. There was absolutely nothing anyone could say to save Israel. And people, there were only 31 missiles launched from Iraq. That's all, 31. In about 2-3 weeks' time, 31 missiles, and there were, who knows, 200 air raid sirens where you had to get into a sealed room, try to breathe through masks. And by the way, you can't breathe through them very well, and you can't hear what the person next to you is saying because he's got a mask on, and you're covering up the baby with his crib has got a plastic mask covering the whole crib. Israel was just sitting there taking it on the jaw without any response whatsoever until... Oops, I hear music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network. And what are you telling you is a prelude to what lies ahead for Israel and perhaps even for America.
For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com. And
well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and as we are entertained 2 weeks of the Olympics and now the a week-long Democratic convention and then, of course, the week-long Republican convention, and then, of course, we'll be seeing the holiday season come up with Thanksgiving and Christmas and our attention. Of course, we're going to have football, too. Oh, my goodness, don't forget football, which I love, incidentally. But while we are being entertained, people do not understand. The world is on the brink of war, and this war is not going to ignore America, as past ones have, because, of course, we are susceptible to missile attack, either from passing ships or from, as Joel Rosenberg lays out in one of his last book, or certainly from overseas. And remember why we haven't had a ballistic missile system designed to take down six missiles of the literally thousands that the communists have and our other enemies have throughout the world. So we're living in a fool's paradise. So before we go on, Barry, I do want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get to your website.
Sure. Now, the books, you go to www.lulu.com. Lulu is L-U-L-U.com. There's a box that says search. You write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. The website is barrychamish.com. And if you want DVDs, I'll give you my cell number. I'm going to have a new one. It's coming someday. My speech I gave in Atlanta a few weeks ago, Shapites v. Luber Zionism and the Holocaust. It's finally been filmed. And my number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And back we go to the story. Well, I'm going to... my thought was cut off, and I'll finish it. Israel had nothing to do until about a decade later when Saddam Hussein was caught and hanged. And I suspect that America's attack on Iraq was also... Israel had its say that for scutting us, for putting our country through a month of misery, we want Saddam Hussein hanged. But this is guesswork. I don't have proof of that. So let's go to things I do have proof about. And very briefly, I'm going to talk about the water shortage. I've received phone calls this week. A couple of friends of mine went on vacation. They always used to go to Lake Kinneret, or what you call the Sea of Galilee. But they said this year we're not going. It's just too depressing to see that shriveled lake in front of our eyes. So we went to the Mediterranean.
Let me just, for our listeners, comment that at least 4 or 5 months ago, Barry told us that this water shortage was going to occur. And the reason there's a shortage of water in the Sea of Galilee... it's because they're pumping all the water over to Jordan. And they've been doing it for a number of years, draining Israel's major source of water. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, they're sending 55 million cubic meters of water to Jordan. Now, incidentally, that's every year, by the way. Incidentally, my friends told me, they said, you don't know it, apparently, but your article on the water and your meeting with the water commissioner in 1995, I believe I met with him. He said that article is everywhere. It's been translated into Russian. And everyone is talking about Israel drying up and supplying Jordan with its water needs. And they said that was you. You may not get credit, but that was you. That article is floating everywhere. And in the major media, they're asking why Israel is supplying Jordan when Israel doesn't have enough water for its own needs. And Israeli officials have said they can't stop supplying Jordan. That's part of the peace process. Now, just so you know, the Sea of Galilee, or Lake Kinneret, is not the only body of water drying up in Israel. The Dead Sea is drying up, and really fast, by the way. To let you know how much is drying up, there's a group of hotels on the southern shore. It used to be the southern shore. Now the water has to be pumped pumped from the northern Dead Sea through nothing. There's the Dead Sea is divided now with just pure lands between them. They've got to pump the water in, so the guests at the hotels are going to have salt water it's no longer the Dead Sea anymore. It dried up. And now these hotels, to get to the shore, even they have to walk several hundred yards to get to the water. And there are wooden boards set up, because if you walk on the land that's dried up, there are sinkholes. You could find yourself in several feet of very salty mud if you walk on it. The Dead Sea is not going to be there very, very shortly. Now, again, I got a personal story. It's a pretty good one as well. I used to work writing for Israel Bonds. And Israel Bonds 1 year had a major campaign, and they, you know, they raised about $500 million for something called the Med Red Canal, that Israel was going to save the Dead Sea, which no longer gets water because every drop of the Jordan River is being used for drinking or agriculture. And I want to add one thing before. The Israeli water officials this week confiscated 30,000 miles of pipes in the West Bank from Palestinians who had been tapping into the main water pipe and draining it off for their own use. The villages in the West Bank no longer have water because their own people are tapping into the water supply. And 30,000 miles seems to be an enormous amount, but according to this report, it's only 20% of the problem. So the West Bank has really just not got any water because their own people are draining the water pipes to their villages. So many, many problems over water there. But again, back to the main thrust, which was the Dead Sea. I worked for Israel Bonds writing about this Med Red. There was also a red Dead Canal. The point is the Sea of Galilee. I'm sorry. The Dead Sea is 1,400 feet. The bottom of it is 1,700 feet below sea level. So using just gravity, the Mediterranean Red Seas, of course, are at sea level. The gravity alone could supply the Dead Sea with valuable water from either the Red Sea or the Mediterranean Sea, depending if the pipeline started from Eilat or from Ashdod. Now, as I researched this thing, they were promising new parks and new fishing holes, and they were promising a paradise on Earth beside these canals. I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. And Israel is drying up, but you're not hearing about it here in America. We'll be back in just a moment here in America, Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All with our special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Barry Samus for the last section of session this morning. Go ahead, Barry.
All right. Now, let's go back to this fabulous plan of a canal from either Eilat or Ashdod from the Mediterranean or Red Sea into the Dead Sea, which would replenish the Dead Sea, and things would get back to normal, and we'd have a beautiful river of salt water flowing through Israel. While I was writing for the Israel bonds, and forgive me, I needed the money. That hasn't changed, by the way. In all these years, I still need the money. And I started looking at the ecological reports. Number one, this canal was never going to be built because the water from the Mediterranean or the Red isn't the same as the Dead Sea water, and the chemical reactions were disastrous. You would have had clods of potassium and potash floating in the Dead Sea. The waters didn't mesh. They didn't like each other, but there was a worse phenomenon. The Mediterranean is much less dense than the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea you can float on. It's filled with minerals, and you can never sink in the Dead Sea. It will hold up a human body, and of course anyone who's ever gone to the beach in the Mediterranean or the Atlantic or anywhere you want, you will drown. The problem is if you put in seawater, it's going to float on top of the Dead Sea's water. It's less dense. And a terrible phenomenon happens when you start adding vast amounts of Red Sea or Mediterranean seawater. It floats on top of the Dead Sea water, and it creates a terrific greenhouse effect that you have two layers of water now. One seawater and one Dead Sea water. The seawater, it is literally causing the Dead Sea water to boil. It actually gets so hot from this covering of seawater that it eventually gets hot enough to boil. And I read this stuff and I said, they're not going to build this canal. The ecological disaster of the sinkholes and the disappearing Dead Sea is nothing compared to the whole Dead Sea boiling off. And nonetheless, as I said, I need the money. I kept writing about this tremendous plan with a canal running through Israel. And by the way, if that canal ever leaked, the whole aquifer under the Negev Desert would have turned into salt water, and the ecological disaster to Israel would have been complete at that point. In short, Israel backed off, but still Israel bonds raised money for a project that could never, ever be built. It was not ecologically feasible to have the Dead Sea boil off. It's just kind of a personal story. When Israel mucks with the ecology of its nation, disaster follows. water may be running out, but alternatives are really not there.
Well, what happened to the money that they raised?
They just kept it. You know, I mean, literally, it was used for other stuff or it wasn't. But the money was not returned. They just kept raising money knowing this project could never get off the ground. There's a lot of deceit. There's just a lot more deceit than people understood. They put their money, they bought bonds, they got dividends in the end. Nobody complained, and the Red Med or the Mad Dead Canal was never built, and it never will be built.
Fascinating. Well, that's not a story we ordinarily hear. Well, anyway, of course, what is Israel going to do? Because it really depends upon water, and the crystal water is not there as long as they continue pumping it over to Jordan in the name of the peace process. So what's going to happen to Israel? Where are they going to get their water? You have to have water to live.
Well, don't worry. Once the missile war starts, nobody will be thinking much about water. They got even worse problems. Israel's justice system has collapsed. This week, the cabinet released 198 terrorists to Fatah. Now there's an organization called Al-Magor. It's on behalf of the victims of Arab terror, released its report. And by the way, the Israeli cabinet agreed to release 198 prisoners in 2 minutes. They didn't even discuss it. 149 of these terrorists were sentenced for planning murder. They had bombs, they had guns, they were stopped, and they're now back in circulation. Two of the 198 were mass murderers. They got life imprisonment, now they're free. 63 of the 198 were incarcerated only since the year 2007. They didn't spend a year in jail. And it gets even worse than this. Jordan wanted, this was a couple months ago, Jordan pressed Israel to release four terrorists who actually murdered. They murdered IDF soldiers in 92. Jordan promised Israel it would keep them in prison for life sentences. They're released. They were released this week. The Israeli justice system has now completely broken down. The terrorist armies are now complete. It's almost complete. They got their murderers back. Everyone, Hezbollah, Jordan, and by the way, Jordan is not on Israel's side. Jordan is blocking Israeli tourists who bring in yarmulkes, head caps, skull caps, and prayer books. They won't even let them in the country right now. Israel actually has given up the murderers it held in its prisons. They've been emptied out. If you're an Arab and you want to plan a murder, free of charge. You'll be free in no time whatsoever.
Well, Barry, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Talk to you next week.
See you later.
Being with
Bye.
Us here on the American Freedom Network.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail at P.O. Box 1750 Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and Sir Neve, this story that Barry tells as far as Israel is very depressing. But you must understand that there are powerful spiritual forces that want to destroy Israel and want to destroy the Jews. And one reason that they have been doing everything they could to attract Jews to return to the Holy Land, I believe, is so that they can be destroyed. Now, I believe that Lucifer is involved. I believe that there are demonic forces that would destroy the God's chosen people. Why he chose the Jews, I don't know. But I believe that if the Bible is true, and I believe it is, that the Jewish people are in for some terrible times, but God, in one way or another, is going to intervene in the terrible things that lie ahead, not only for Israel, but for the United States. And to understand what this is really all about, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD, which are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you don't want to put the money out, you go to my website, radioliberty.com, scroll down to videos, and, of course, you'll find the video, The Brotherhood of Darkness, there. Of course, if you want a more elaborate story, perhaps done somewhat better, that would be the DVD, The Secrets of the Illuminati, which is a talk I gave at the Prophecy Club. Has a lot more pictures on it, but it tells basically the same story about the people working behind the scenes and how they're all coordinated by a common goal, a desire for a new world order, a new world religion, and a new world leader. And, of course, they're using the financial and military power of the United States to accomplish that, which is why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world today, keeping ruthless and oppressive dictators in power. Of course, we always talk about democracy, but, of course, we're keeping dictators in power in the Arab world, in the Muslim world, all throughout the world. And whether it be in Egypt, where we keep Mubarak in power, and he is a dictator. I mean, when they have an election, he gets 99% of the votes. Do you really believe that? Of course, they rigged the votes there, just like they rigged the votes in America. Where in Ohio, during the last election, presidential election, there was one precinct with 800 people registered and 1,200 votes for George Bush. And the explanation was, well, the voting machine had a hiccup. I mean, you know what that means, don't you? And most people nod their heads as if they do know what it means, but of course it means that the election was stolen, but we can't let the American people know that, that they've rigged the elections here just like we've rigged them in other countries. Because, of course, the real goal is globalism, the destruction of America, a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. So then, of course, if you haven't seen my talk on the Forbidden Secret or Secret Knowledge, they're two separate talks, but they both tell the same story. You want to get the syllabus specifically with a Forbidden Secret to understand the European Union is simply the reconstitution of the Tower of Babel. And, of course, the people who are doing this know it. It's so flagrant what they're doing, but we can't tell the American people, can we? And then, of course, you need to get our talk on the planned police state and the syllabus that goes with that. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. Get our material. Look at the books, the videos, the four tape sets, and the four tape sets on the murder of Martin Luther King. And he was murdered. by our own government. And there was a trial. You never heard about it, but there was a trial. Went on for 4 months. Over 50 witnesses. And, of course, not a word in the media. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We do hope that you'll want to help Radio Liberty. We're on the front lines of this battle. We need...